If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 16. And the Bible says this. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So look at this morning. We see the Lord, and if we title this morning, we'd put what we need to know. What we need to know. You know, there's some things Brother Rex talking about that we need to know. We need some head knowledge, amen? We need to know what God says. We got to read. The Bible said to read and study His Word to show ourselves approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen. So God begins to give us information, head knowledge, if you will. Praise God. So we can make, you know why He does it? So we can make an informed decision. So we can decide for ourselves what God has to say to us. So we can realize that God is speaking to us. And He does it on an individual basis. Amen. He may come from a song. He may come through a song. He may come through the preacher. But praise God, He does it on an individual. He comes to where you are in your life. He comes where you're at. And He begins to give you the things that you need to know to make an informed decision. Amen. It's not what, hey, and I will say this, it's not what I say. It's not what mama says. It's not what daddy says. But it's what God says is true. Because He's absolute truth, absolutely. God, hey, you know God can't lie. He's immutable. He can't lie. He's immutable. That means He cannot lie. God has to tell you the truth because there's no part of His attribute to lie. Now the devil lies. The devil's a liar and a deceiver, and his father lies. He's always been a liar. Even back in the Garden of Eden, he lied. He told Eve, and she said, "Hey, we can't partake of that fruit, or we'll die." He said, "Thou shalt not surely die, but you'll become as gods, knowing good and evil." You know what he said? He said, "Oh, you won't just fall down dead." They didn't. They didn't just fall down dead, but they got caught up in sin. Amen. They began to realize that they were just old sinners and needing a Savior, that they rebelled against God. That's what the devil wants to get us all to do. He wants to get us all to rebel against God. And you know what? When we do that, then we're on the devil's side. But praise God, I'm not living for the devil. I'm living for Jesus now. See, what I done, I made an informed decision. I got some knowledge, Brother Jesse. Praise God, into my mind, in my head, and I begin to meditate on it. I begin to realize that this is the way God is pointing, and I begin to go the way God was pointing me. And once I begin to go the way God was pointing me, God began to inform me the more to make an informed decision, and I realized that there was a Savior and a Lord, praise God, that came to me, and the Lord came for me. So let me just give you just about seven things quickly this morning, and we'll go to the house. Number one, we see that gift of God. Now, what is the gift of God? It's Lord Jesus Christ, which is perfect love. God Almighty sent us perfect love when He sent us His Son. Do you realize that? He said, "For God so loved the world." Amen. So loved the world. That's everybody. That's all of us. God so loved. So what He give to us, praise God, He give us the very essence of His love. Who's the very essence of His love? Christ Jesus. Amen. He gave us Christ Jesus because that's the essence of love. You know, Jesus loved everyone. He didn't isolate Himself. He didn't separate Himself from no one. Amen. Hey, he went to that public.